We'll start again, Daf Beis Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom, but the two dots. Omar Mar, Omar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Tani to Rameya. Rameya's shita was, Mishoshe Kahanim Toivlim Lecho B'Tumosim. When the Kahanim go into the mikveh, which is ultimately in the daytime, because you need hair of Shemesh. You need the sun to set on them. So, if it's in the daytime, Fret Rabbi Yehuda, V'alei Kahanim Yivoyed Yomim Toivlim. It's Miba'od Yoim. How is that a Kiyam Din of a Shochbecha? How could that be considered Yemekayim the Din of a Shochbecha Kriyashma? It's not as Man Shechiva, it's still the daytime. Bizman Shekan Toivlim, it's still the daytime. Zakmo Shapi Komalei, Rabbi Yudah Rameh, Rabbi Yudah's tiny good. Zakmo Rameh Hori Komalei. Rameh answers, Mi Savar Danoa Ben Ashmosh Didoch Kamino? I'm not going in your Shita Ben Ashmosh. Your Shita Ben Ashmosh, like Rashi says, Rabbi Yudah holds that Ben Ashmosh is Mahalach Chatzimil. The time spent of Ben Ashmosh is Mahalach, the time that it takes to walk a Chatzimil. Before it says Chavim. I hold like Rabbi Yossi's Shita of Ben Ashmosh. Anoa Ben Ashmosh to Rabbi Yossi Kamino. The Omer Rabbi Yossi Ben Ashmosh is Kerefain. Ben Ashmosh is like the time span of a blink of an eye. You can't even classify the time span of Ben Ashmosh. It's so quick. It's a blink of an eye. It's a fraction of a second. So your whole taina is that Kahanim are toivim b'oid yoim, and they need hair of Shemesh. From the zman of the tefillah till hair of Shemesh is this Ben Ashmosh's zman is a fraction of a second. So you can't say it's not called b'shochbecha. You can't say it's not the zman of shechiva yet. It's daytime. The zman of shechiva is going to be what? You're going to say wait to go to sleep. You have to wait another half a second. About it, that's called Zman Shechiva. That's what Rashi says, the last two lines of Rashi. So Rashi, V'gamei k'b'yoysi svirlei, v'chi tovel mekami hochi, somuch l'chashecha hu, it's taka somuch l'chashecha, v'zman Shechiva k'inabe. It's all nichla on the Zman of a Shochbecha, being that it's not a Zman of a half a mil ben Ashmoshes, of a time span that you can differentiate that it's not yet Zman Shechiva, it's still Yoim. Being that the whole ben Ashmoshes is keherif ayin, that is called Zman Shechiva. You can't say it's not Zman Shechiva. It's Shapir, Zman Shechiva Kinebe, even though it's a drop before the Herav Shemesh, it's Miboy Yoim, but the time of Ben Ashmoshes is so minimal and minuscule that it's called Zman of B'Shach B'Chal. Zok Demo, Daf Gimel Omed Aleph. Kash in Rameh Ad Rameh. There's a steer in the Brises in the Rameh Shita. Zok Rashi, before Rameh said, B'Shosh B'nei Odom Nichlosim Lechol Pitom Avish Abosos, which is the Shia Mucha B'Shal Koyin, but it's a Zman of Lecho pitam avish abosis. And over here, Ramey says in other brisa, Mishas Tvila, which is Bizman Shekan, Toivlim, which is before Ben Ashmoshes, you need hair of Shemesh, Steer in Ramey. So, Gemara, Trey Tanoi, Alib Ramey, there's Machalik Tanoi, and what Ramey held. Kashi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah says that this man of Kriyashma is Bishosh Shekahanim, Nichnos and Lecho Betum Osim, which we said is Tetzik Echovim. And Rabbi Eliezer in the brisa says, That the zman is mishor shekidish hayoyim ba'avish abosos divrei Rabbi Eliezer, which is kiddush hayoyim, which is in the daytime, meaning shkiyas achamo, which is before nightfall, before the zman of tzeizik achovim. It's b'oid yoyim, mekadosh de Shabbos by shkiya before Ben Ashmoshes. So it's a steer in Rabbi Eliezer shita lein. Answer the Gemara two terutzim. One terutz is trei tanoi alib Rabbi Eliezer. There's a machlekes tanoim what Rabbi Eliezer held. V'iboy seima. Reisha lav Rabbi Eliezer. Reisha meaning the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah started off. Me'emes ha'kurin ishma ba'arvin. And we said, when is the beginning of Kriyashma? Bisho shekalim chosin lecha b'tumosan. So we assume that's all the words of Rabbi Eliezer. And then the Mishnah said, at soif ashmura ha'shoina. Until when? Until the end of the first ashmura, which is 4 hours into the night. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara's second teretz says, Rabbi Eliezer's statement is only going on the second part. At soif hashmur eshoina, Rabbi Eliezer is saying, till when could you say kriyashma? Not like the chachomim till chatzois, not like Rabbi Gamliel till alois, but until soif hashmur eshoina. From when could you start? That's not Rabbi Eliezer's words. Me'em is a koin eshma ba'arvin, that's chachomim and Gamliel, that's Tam Mishnah, but that's not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds in the braisa, it's takin not mishosh kar mechos and lech b'chumosan, but it's rather mishosh kiddush ayyom b'avish habosos. And Memela, the reish of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer, and Memela, it's not a stira in the Shittas Rabbi Eliezer alein. Zog the Gemara Tzoyf Ashmura, until, now we're going into Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Until when did Rabbi Eliezer say you could say Kriyashma? From when, we're saying now in the second Teretz, Rabbi Eliezer never said Tzeizek Echovim, Rabbi Eliezer is maybe like the Braisa. Or Tchei Tanoi Liv Rabbi Eliezer. But till when, that's clear. Rabbi Eliezer says until the end of the first Ashmura. The first Ashmura, Elilah split into three Ashmuras, the end of 4 hours. If he holds that the night is composed of three Ashmoiras, so then we take 12 hours divided by three, so it's 4 hours. So lema ad arba shoyes. Why is he talking ambiguous? Let him say that you can lay Kriyat Shema until 4 hours into the night. And if he holds that the Laila is composed of four Mishmoras, so then it's divided into 3 hours every Mishmah. So lema ad shalosh shoyes. Let him say you can say Kriyat Shema until 3 hours into the night. Why are you talking ambiguous? Why are you saying atzoy bashmul yeshoyna? Just say there's shoyes. Answer the Gemara la'olam kosova shalosh mishmoros havalaylo. Really, I hold it three mishmoros, so it's really the end of 4 hours. So why didn't it say ad arba shoyes? V'hakom ashvelon the ikum mishmoros berakia v'ikum mishmoros ba'ara. Just like there's mishmoros in the rakia, there's mishmoros in the ara, and they coincide together. And that's again the milsak of Urch Kamash. When we find again the second aloch and shas, the first aloch and shas that we started, me'emes hakoyin shema be'arvin, we said an ambiguous statement. We did not say tzeizik kachovim. Why? So the Gemara said milsak of Urch to teach us that kahanim eat truma by tzeiz and don't have to wait for kapara for the next morning. Here again, Rabbi Eliezer says at soif hashmura. Why didn't he just say at abeshoyis? Again, to tell us that a milsak of urcha to tell us that the ikum mishmores berakia, the ikum mishmores ba'ara, and there's an afkamina in halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and Simen Aleph, they all bring down that the ideal time for saying tikkun chatzos is at the time of an eis rotzen. What is an eis rotzen? When the Eibishter has the mishmores, like the Mar is going to say soon, that he's shoye kari about the chum beis hamikdash, that's the ideal time to coincide with the zman of the mishmores of the rikia, should coincide with the mishmores of the ara, like it says, kumi roini balaylo b'roish hashmores. That's referring to tikkun chatzos. So to mechaven tikkun chatzos at the zman, we'll see soon why we do it chatzos. But upon him, that is referring to the hashmores that they have in the rikia, and that's when we also, it's relevant for us, the mishmores in the ara. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Sholosh Mishmores Hava Laila. The night is composed of three different Mishmores. Val Kol Mishmer VeMishmer Yoishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoy Yikari. And every Mishmer, the Eibishter roars like a lion. Shenema, Hashem Mimoroim Yishag. Umimoroim Kotcho Yitain Koiloi Shoig Yishag Al Noveyu. Rashi says it's the three times the word Shoig in the Pasuk, referring to the three Mishmores. Also a remez to the Batei Mikdash, the two Batei Mikdash that were destroyed, that the Eibishter is showing over, and the third Beis Hamikdash that didn't come down yet, Al Naveyu, about the Beis Hamikdash. So it says clearly over in the Braisa that the three Mishmoros in the Laila, and the Eibishter is Yoshev v'Shoye Kari by the time of every Mishmer. V'Simen L'Dover, how do we know when this Mishmer takes place in the heavenly spheres, in Lamaila and Shemayim? What's a simen ba'oretz that we know that it's taked as man of that mishmer? B'simen l'dvara, l'dvar, mishmer rishayna, by the first mishmer, chamar noyer, a donkey brays. That's what happens. Donkeys bray. Shnia, the second mishmer, klovim tzayakim, dogs bark, wild dogs are barking. Shlishis, the third mishmer, tinek yoinik mishtei imoy, a child gets up, an infant gets up, the mother nurses the child, v'ishem esaperes in baila. Once she's up, her husband schmoozes her. That is the time of the third Mishmer, the Isha Mesaperes in Bailo. Very interesting, the Ben Yoyodo, which I believe is the Ben Ishchai, the Ben Yoyodo says that what's the pshat that we know that these three Mishmores is connected to Chum Beis HaMikdosh, or the third Beis HaMikdosh that didn't come down yet. That's the third Mishmer, that the Eibshah Shoyig. Al Maveyu state in Posik. So what's the remez over here with the Chamor, with the Kelev, with the Tina Gyornik, says the Ben Yoyodo, beautiful pshat. He said, it's mechuvin keneged, is meramis keneged the Batei Mikdash. Why? The first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of the oven of Bittul Torah. So Mimele, the kitrig is through chamor noyer. Why chamor, a donkey? Because the chamor is meramis, chamor is chamor kamasoi. They weren't oisik enough in Torah like a chamor does with his masoi. He carries his load. Chamor is meramis to Bittul Torah. The second Beit HaMikdash, which is the second Mishmar, is Miramis, second base Mikdash was because of the oven of Lashon Hara. So that's Merumis in the Klovim, because state in Chazal, the Kolam Esapa Lashon Hara, Roy Lishloich on the Klovim. So that's the Klovim Tzayakim. And the third Mishmer is referring to the Bais Lasid Lavoi, where the Eibishter is going to teach us. The Eibishter is going to speak to us. The Eibishter, we're going to be yearning from the Eibishter directly to Torah. We'll learn with him Chavusa with the Eibishter Kaviyachol. So the Eibishter is talking to teach us Torah. That's Tinag Yoinik, Be'ishim Esapelos in Baila. That's referring to the third Bais Hamikdash Lasid Lavoi. That's the Remez that the Ben Yehuda brings. Oh, so Zog the Gemara. Michael Choshev Rabbi Eliezer. We said that the three Mishmorais, and we said the similar dovers in this on this world, we can see that Chamor is Noyer, first Mishmar, Klovim Tzoyakim, and Isham is Haperes, and Tinek is Yonik. So in fact, Michael Choshev Rabbi Eliezer, what do you need this simonim? Itchilas Mishmoris Kochoshev, if he's counting the Mishmar is the beginning of the Mishmar, the start, the onset. Itchilas Mishmar is Shoyne Simon Lomeli, you need a simon that what? That a chamer is noyer. The tchilas of the mishmer is tzeis kachavin. Obviously, that's when it starts. Urtuhu. That's when the mishmer starts. You need a simon when urte is when it's night. Isayf mishmer is kachoshev. Elamai is kachesh, meaning the end of the mishmer. So the end of the first mishmer, you don't know exactly when it is. Mechuvin. You don't know if it's shos manios or exactly shos. So you need a simon of chamer noyer. So if it's soif mishmer is kachoshev, so ein chami, the first one makes sense. Second one makes sense, but Soif Mishmar Achoyin Alomali Simona. You don't need a simon for the last Mishmar. The last Mishmar, the end of it, is daylight, is Yamama. That's when the sun rises. So you need a simon to tell me Isha Mesaperes. You know it's daytime. You need a simon when it's daytime that a Tinik is Yonik. You open it, your window shade, and you see it's daytime. Yamama. Zogt Gemara Ella Choshev Soif Mishmar Rishoina, the end of the first Mishmar, which is taken not automatically night because it's the end of the first Mishmar. Tchilas Mishmar Achoina, the beginning of the last Mishmar, not the end of the last Mishmar, because the end of the last Mishmar you will not need a simon because it's daybreak, it's daylight, but rather the beginning of the last Mishmar. And the middle of the middle Mishmar, not the end of the second Mishmar, because that would be the same as the beginning of the third Mishmar. So the middle of the second Mishmar, which is exactly Chatzois. And that's taken when we say Ting Chatzois, which is Emtzois, the Emtzisa. Kumi Roini Balailo, Beroish Ashmoiris, which is Beroish, which is taken the middle Mishmar. And those are taken why we need the three Simonim, because we're talking about Soif Rishoina, Emtzid Emtzisa, and Trilach Roina. It's interesting to note, we mentioned legabe shoyz manios. Are we referring to shoyz manios, a regular shoyz? We're just to remark that what that is. In the winter, so the nights are longer. In the summer, the nights are shorter. So if the night is composed of a 14-hour night, so you take 14 hours and divide that by 12. So then every shoy is a shoyz mani is an hour and 10 minutes. And if it's the other time of the year, when it's a short night in the summer, so then the shoyz manios is 50 minutes every shoah, because the night is not 14 hours, not 12, the night might be 10 hours. So you divide 10 by 12, so it's 50 minutes per erech shoah. Whatever it comes out to, that's the shoyz manios. That's the yisoid ha-machlekes of also, it's dependent on the machlekes, Magen Avraham and the Goyin. We notice two zmanim for Kriya Shema, for Plaga Mincha. The question is, when do you start the shoyz from? Is it from Alois HaShachar until Tzeis HaGechovim, or from Tzeis till Alois, or is it from Netz HaChama until Shkia HaChama, or from Shkia until Netz? That is dependent exactly how you count the Shoyz Manios, and that's the two Zmanim that we know for Kriyashma, the Goyin and the Magen Avraham, and it's Nafkamina of all the different Dinim, Plaga Mincha, etc., is dependent on these Shoyz. Akoponim, these are the three Mishmores that we say we have the Simonim in this world, what takes place. We're not saying that it's Soif Rishoyne, Emtzid Emtzisa, and Tchilas Achroyne. No. Kula Soif Mishmoris Kachosher. Be'etzim u'cheshbening, the end of all the three Mishmoris. So the first one, the end makes sense, because the beginning you don't need a simon for. The question was, the last one you don't need a simon. The last one, it's Yomama. So the Gemara v'chiteim achroyne letzoich. You don't need a simon for the last Mishmor. Lemaynaf kemina, lemikhi kriyashma, lemandegoni bebeis ofel. The nafkamina is if a person is in a room without any windows. He has no inkling when it's daybreak. So in such an instance, if he wants to lay in Kriyashma, because the morning he wants to say his Kriyashma for the Kriyat Rosh HaShachris, so the way to know it, that it's Yomama, that he can say Kriyashma, is it's Isha Mesaperes in Bailo and Tinik is Yoinik. Then you know it's Yomama. Don't tell me you know your mama automatically because it's light outside, even if it's Soif Mishmoris Kachoshev. There it is. If you're living in a Bais Ofel, then you taka do not know when it's daybreak, And that's what you need this siman for. Toys of Bavarns over here. Very interesting. Kasha. We're saying now that Rabbi Eliezer holds Atzayf Mishmoira. This whole sugi is going to come to Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishmoira is Kachoshev. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't say Kriyashma by your mom. We're assuming your mom means Alois HaShachar. You can't say Kriyashma in the morning by Alois HaShachar anyways. You have to wait. The Gemara in Daftes, Achiyakim and Tchelis Lekarti, to differentiate the it's enough daylight, sunlight, that you can differentiate between Tchelis and Karti, blue and green. So, for Kriyashma Shashachis. So, what are you telling me? That you know, you're allowed to say Kriyashma as soon as what? As soon as Isha Misaperas or Tinik is Yoinik. Because that's your mama, Leman de Goni Bais Ovel. That's not your mama yet for Kriyashma. You have to wait when Tchelis Lekarti. So, Tesis. It doesn't mean that he jumps out of bed and says Kriyashma right away by that simon when the Tinik is Yoinik. No. Mikomokim came Shiyoda Mose Yalam Udashachar. This is just a simon when Alois is. Now you know it's Alois. It takes your time. You have to get out of bed. You have to wash Negavasa. You have to prep yourself. You get ready. Then you can say Kriyashma, and then it's ready. It's going to be the Zman of Mishiyakim and Tchelis Lekarsi. Meaning, Koidim Shiyokum, Beyazamin Atzmoy, Kvagia Oiso Ace, and then it's Taker Zman of Mishiyakir. Has arrived. But Avada the Simit is not that you say Kriyashma right then and there, but Pshat is now you can get yourself ready to say Kriyashma by Mishiyakir. Zog de Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel, Mishmei de Rav. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel said in the name of Rav, Gilma Mishmoras Hava Alayla. Like we said before, the three Mishmoras at night, not four. Valkol Mishma v'Mishma Yoishev Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Shoyei Kari, and the Eibishter roars like a lion. V'Oyim, and he says, Oy Lebonim Shabbat Veseyem Ichrafti Es Beisi, because of the sins of Klai Yisrael, I destroyed, I was machriv the bayis v'sirafti es Heicholi, and I burned the Heichol v'Iglesim Nebein Umas Olam, and they went into Golus between the Umas Olam. The Goyne Imre Noyim says beautifully, Pshat in this pasuk that or in this memory of Chazal. What's ichrafti on the bayis and sreifa on the hechel? So he says the Beis Hamikdash was taken burnt. That's ichrafti secholi. But the koisam arovi couldn't be destroyed. So it was only ichrafti. It's ichrafti as beisi because the bayis was only to be machir, but the koisam remained. But sirafti as secholi, that's referring to the hechel itself that was taken burnt. So that's what the Eibishter, that's the Eiz Rotzen, that we can mechav and tak, and we say Tikkun Chatzos Keneged that Zman, when the Eibishter says this. Zok Mo Tanya Om Reb Yossi. Famous Mais of Reb Yossi, when he met Eliyahu Hanavi. Pamachas Yossi Mahalach Bederech, I was traveling on the road. V'nichnasti L'churva Achas Michurvis Yerushalayim. I entered a churva, a desolate structure that was not safe to enter, a churva. It can cave in. One of the churvis Yerushalayim, liyispalabo, I went into Davin. Bo Eliyo zochel etoiv, Eliyo Hanavi came to me, v'shom li ala Pesach, and he waited outside, protected me from anything happening to me, till I finished davening, v'himtinli, he waited, ad shesiyamti tfilos, until I finished Mune Esrei. La'acha shesiyamti, when I finished Mune Esrei, la'acha shesiyamti tfilosi, Om Ali told me, shalom alecha Rebbe. Omati loy, and I answered him back. Zok Yosi, Shalom Alecho, Rabbi Yomori. He called him Moiri, like the Gemara is going to say now. Eliyahu Hanavi told him a halacha, so he called him Moiri. But Omali, he told him, Bini, Eliyahu Hanavi asked him, Bibni manich nasa lechurva. Why did you answer this churva? Bibni manich nasa lechurva zu. Omati loy li spala, like entered in order to daven without being distracted. But Omali, hoylecho li spala bederech. You should have davened on the road while you were traveling. I was fearful. I'm not fearful about listing in Sakona, but merely I shouldn't be pestered and bothered. After all, it's a great Reb Yossi that's davening. People might stop him on the road and ask him questions. So I don't want to be bothered. So I went into a churva to daven with Kavona. But Omali Eliyahu gave him Musa, rebuked him. You should have davened Tfilik Tzora. Even on the road, Rashi says Tfilah Tzora is Havineni. Havineni is the first three brachas, the kitz of the first three, the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and then Tzoyiso in one bracha that's combines all the Tzoyis brachas. That's Tfilah Havineni. But Oysa Shalom Maritim Imenu, I learned three things from Eliyahu Novi's Psak. I learned from him, you're not allowed to enter a churva. After all, I went into the churva, which is a makom sakona. Rabbi Yossi's cheshbon maybe would have been that you enter the churva, even though you're not supposed to go to makom sakona, maybe shluchim etzayin nizokin, he's davening. And that goof Eliyahu Novi told him, you didn't have to daven over here, you could have davened somewhere else. You could have said it tefillah k'tzar baderech. So mainly you don't have the shmira, so to speak, of shulchem mitzvah and nizokim, because you didn't have to do the mitzvah nazar oifen. Besides the etzim sakona under a kois rua or a bias that's a binyan churva, which is sakona. So lamaliti sheinich nos in l'churva. But lamaliti, the second thing I learned from him, shemispalim baderech. You allowed to daven baderech while you're traveling, while he's sitting in the donkey, on the donkey, while he's traveling in his car. Vilamariti shamispala bederech. When you're traveling, mispala tfilik tzora, you mispala tfilik tzora, which we said is havineni. And that's a chiddush taka teizah bavons, and he talks about the sugya later, that v'afakav delaitala abayim on the mispala havineni, hani daf kebir ava besodim mutter. Upon him besodim, it's mutter to daven tfilik tzora. V'omali, and Eliyahu Novi told me, b'ni, ma kol shamata b'churva, what did you hear emanating from this churva while you were there? I heard a baskol that's menahem like a yoina, like a dove. Now here it doesn't say shoy kari, but it's the same yisoy that the baskol says menahem is kiyoina. And it says, oy lebonim, woe unto Klal Yisrael shabenu v'seyem, because of their sins, hechafti es beisi, I destroyed my beis hamikdash, v'sorafti es echoli. Like we said before, the goyin is mechal between the bayis and the echol. One was nisraf and one was nechraf, but the kaisel remained. And I was going to them to be in umos olam. V'omali, and Eliyahu Novi told me, Chayecha, you should know, I swear, v'chaye roishcha, lo yisho zu b'vade me'ezkach. The Eibusha, this baskel doesn't just come out at this specific time, punct when you heard it in the churva. Ela b'chol yoim v'yoim, sholosh pa'omim, oy me'ezkach, 3 times a day by the 3 mishmoros, like we said before, not just in the churva when you met it, when you were there, but 3 mishmoros, the baskel says the same yisoid, the ebshe soy kari. V'loy zubavad, and not just by the 3 mishmoros, ela b'shoa shi yisrael nechnos in lebat knesiyas lebat midroshos. V'oynim yehei shmei agol mevoyrach. When they answer yehei shmei rabo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu menane aroysha v'oymer. And he says, the same yisoid, Ashrei HaMelech shemekalsen oysa v'beisoy. Ashrei HaMelech, calls him, he's in the bayis, meaning the Beis HaMikdosh. So it's Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsen Oysa BeBeisoy. They praise him in his bayis, in the Beis HaMikdosh, Rashi says. BeBeisoy is talking about Ashrei Kozman Sheyekolu Kloizeh B'Toich Beis HaMikdosh, in the Beis HaMikdosh. Kach Maloy La'av Shehigla Ezbonov. Unfortunately, after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, the Eibush is not a Melech, but he's like an Av. So it's Higla Ezbonov. We don't have this, so to speak, taking place in the Beis HaMikdosh, this Kilus anymore. And that's the wailing that the Eibishter says again, not just at the time of the Sholosh Mishmoris, but every time when we say Yesh Mei Rabo, it's the same Eiz Rotzen state in this Gemara. The same way you can be Mechavan Eiz Rotzen of the Eibishter, like the Magen Avraham says, say Tink Chatzos at that time, so to be Etzem is man of Yesh Mei Rabo is the Zelb the Eiz Rotzen that the Eibishter is Meyalel and Mizgoyel about the Churban Beis HaMikdosh. That's also that man of Eiz Rotzen by Yesh Mei Rabo. And woe unto Kaisel, they were golem al shulchan aviyim. Now the truth is, Rashi says that kozman shekolu zeh b'teich beis hamikdash. In the beis hamikdash, did they say yehei shmei rabba? What's the pshat in this kolu zeh b'teich hamikdash? So it could be the pshat is that in the big mikdash we know they said baruch shem kvod malchus eloi lomvoyet. So baruch shem be'etzim is not a literal translation, but it's the same yisoid of yehei shmei rabba. We'll see Tois in a second exactly the touch in Yehesh Mei Rabo. But Yehesh Mei Rabo Mevoirach is Boch Shem Kvoid Malchusoi. It's a similar praise, and maybe that's the kilus that Taka took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Before we see the Toises, the very interesting Yisoyistik Akasha from the Maritz Chiyas, famous Agoyis Maritz Chiyas, he has the following question. We know Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu Novi, and he gave him a psak din. He told him that what? That Yinala Mispal in the Churva, Milumalit Men Shloisha Dvorim. We know the halacha is if a Novi comes and tells us a halacha because he saw something by Nevua, we don't follow the Novi. Torah loy b'shamayimi. So if Torah loy b'shamayimi, how is he following the Novi and saying, Eliyahu Novi paskin mi l'marati men shloish advarim, Torah loy b'shamayimi. Zok the Maratzchi is a gewaldig alondis. He says, when is a Novi not believed to say a psak din? When he says it, but Torah is Nevua. Torah loy b'shamayim. You can't alpi Nevua say a psak din. Vasha'enkin over here, Elion Novi did not come to Teres Nevuah. Here he came paskening like any Rav paskens, like a Poisik paskens. He came to say a psak din. He's not worse than any Rav that's saying a psak din. Elion Novi appears with different hats, like the Chasam Sofer writes in Shuvah, the famous Chasam Sofer. Amol Elion Novi's Bilvush Ish, Amol is Kazokin, Amol is Elio Zocholatov. It's different, the Kudus. It's different. Different aspects of Eliyahu, how he's megal himself, Libnei Enosh. So Avada, it's not Pshat Torah LeBeShemayim. This is not a Psak Din of Torah BeShemayim. This was what Eliyahu Novi appeared to him, and he told him a Psak Din as not worse than any Rav is telling him a Psak Din. So that's that Pshat over here, Zokta Maritzchias, that Eliyahu Novi wasn't coming B'Torah's Nevuah and telling him this, but B'Torah's Ahalocha that he's telling him. Now the Chasam Sofer, like I said, says that Eliyahu appears in different ways. Kasha that's asked, I think the Shita Mekubetz has asked this already, that Chido brings us in Pesach HaNaim, that if Eliyahu Novi, we know Tishbi Yitaretz Kushes V'Yiboyis, we know every takeaway in Chazal, La'asid Lovoi Tishbi Yitaretz, Yerushalayim Midas, Tishbi is going to Mitaretz this. If Rabbi Yossi met Eliyahu Novi and he learned three halachs from him, why didn't he ask him all the takeaways in Shas? Why didn't he get to Yeshuvim on all these takeaways? The Teretz of Kong Tiris Yisoyed is very good. Pshat is, when is Tishbi going to be Metaritz? All the Kushas V'Boyas? That's Losid Lovi, when Eliyahu is going to appear in an oifen where he's going to be Memloyoi, that he's able to answer all the Kushas V'Boyas. And when Eliyahu appears in this world, it's very specific. It's not Pshat to answer all the Tekus. It was punked for something very specific. So Mela, it's not his man to be able to answer all the Tekus. It was only to learn the specific halacha, Legabi the Churva. Oh, let's just see this Tosis about Yehesh Mei Rabba, very Yisodis Ikatosis. V'oini Yehesh Mei Rabba, Yehesh Mei Agolam Mevoirach. B'kan Yehesh Listo Mashapirish B'machza Vitri. Yehesh Mei Rabba, the Machza Vitri, Taiches, the Pshat in Yehesh Mei Rabba, and Tosis is going to say, not like the Taiches of the Machza Vitri. B'kan Yehesh Listo Mashapirish B'machza Vitri, Yehesh Mei Rabba. Shizu Tfilo Shonim Ispalim, Shiyamala Shmoi, that the Eivishter's name should be Nismala, Kirchsiv Ki Yod Al Keis Ko, B'chomash Hashem ba'amolek, shelo yeishmoi sholem v'kis v'sholem, ad shimoch ezare shal amolek. So Yehesh Mei Rabba, our tefillah is Zokta Machzav Vitri, that the Eibush's name should be sholem, when? Through Mechias amolek. Ad shimoch ezare shal amolek. And that's what we're spalling for. U'pirush ekach, Yehesh Mei, shem ko Rabba, k'loima, shonu mispalim sheyeshmoi godl v'sholem, it should be sholem, when amolek will be eradicated. Zoktais is weiter. Umevoyrach lo'olam, have a tefillah acheres. That's already a different tefillah. Kloimar, umevoyrach lo'olam habo, and the Eibushter mevoyrach lo'olam habo. Zoktais is v'zelo nira. This pshat in the Machzav Vitri is not the pshat in the Yehesh Mei Rabba. B'dikom ha'ocha, Yehesh Mei ha'godol mevoyrach. Here we're saying the mevoyrach is going back on the Yehesh Mei. Yehesh Mei ha'godol mevoyrach. Mashma, the tefillah achasi. It's not two tefillahs. Ve'enegoy tzeloimar, sheyesh moi godol v'sholem. Elo Yeshmoy Hagodol Mevorach. Not pshat that the Eibushter's name should be Sholem, but Yeshmoy Hagodol Mevorach. The Eibushter's great name should be Mevorach. That's the pshat. So that's Tosis argues in the Machzav Vitri. Tzveitin zok Tosis v'gam ha'shoymim ha'olam. The Veld zok lekach oymim kaddish b'loshen aramis. Why do we say kaddish in Aramaic? Why not in loshen kodesh? Lefi shetfila noa v'shvach godlu al kein nitkam b'loshen tagum. Since it's a beautiful tefila, so it's said b'loshen tagum b'davka. Why? Shalayavinu amalochim. So the malochim who understand Loshen Kodesh and don't understand Targum, they should not be jealous. V'yamiskanim bonu. And that's the reason why it's Loshen Targum. Zok Taisus is there, ain't no nigger. That's not the pshat why Kaddish is in Aramaic. Shrei kama tfilas yop eshem Loshen Ivri. There are numerous tfilas that are beautiful tfilas that are in Loshen Ivri, and we're not worried about the malochim being miskana. I mean, the whole miskana, malochim don't have a bechira. But upon him, the Taisus says that's not the pshat in why it's in Aramaic. Elozaktesis. Elanira, the reason why it's in Arami, Kinamrina Besav Soita, Ein Oilam Iskaim El Asidu de Kedushta, Vayesh Mirabe, the Bosa Agadita, the Kedusha de Sidra, where we say of all the Zion, Kodesh Kodesh, and Yehesh Mirabe, the Bosa Agadita, after a Shir, where we say Kadesh de Rabbonon, that's where the Oilam is Miskaim because of. Shoregilin Noima Kadesh Acha Drosha, where he said Kadesh de Rabbonon after a Drosha, Vishomho Yamerotzes, Amratzim were by the Droshas, which was said in the language they understood. So the Kaddish was said in the language that they understood, the Kaddish de Rabbonon. V'lo yemevinim Kulam Lashon HaKodesh. So Mele, they said the Kaddish in Lashon Targum, and that's referring to the Kaddish Rabbanon. Lakach Tiknu B'Lashon Targum, Shia Korel Mevinim, Shezeho Yilashoinom. And that's why Kaddish is said in Lashon Targum, so they should be able to understand it. We'll stop over here by the bottom of the Omid, by the two dots.